It's the most wonderful time.
You can always tell when John Graham is on the board because he plays this song at least once a day, Darren, and you're only getting to hear it today because you're here today and you won't be here tomorrow.
Well, as far as we know.
Well, there's always that. Here's one thing we do know. I won't be here tomorrow.
Okay.
So if he plays it, you need to text and tell me.
Sure. Yeah, I'll get right on that, Pat. I guarantee, and my fingers are not crossed behind my back at all,
yeah,
that I will text you and let you know.
Will you?
Yes.
Here's the thing you need to hope for, is after I finish with my procedure tomorrow that I'm awake enough that if you text me, I'll know who you are and I'll know what you've said.
Well, see, now I just want to text you to mess with you.
See, I know. Yeah. Now you just want to mess with my head. Yeah. Easy to do. Darren Wright, he'll be back again at the top of the hour. I move now over my left elbow to the newsmaker chair. Did you realize, Jesse, you were a newsmaker?
Did not realize that. See, it's exciting.
See, we elevate people here. Jessica Campbell, she's with Visit Fort Wayne, and she's the marketing communications manager there. And you've been there 5 years, 6 years.
Yes,
so,
exactly.
Cool. So now the crazy Christmas house idea, you know, Fort Wayne has been known to have a lot of people in our area that just go over the top,
yes,
on their Christmas decorations.
Maybe bonkers, some might
I
say.
I think bonkers would be a great, yeah, word, yes. It's almost a religious thing. Are you a bonkers? Well, have you seen my house? But now, does Fort Wayne, does your group put out a list every year?
Yes. So okay, this started, it's a tradition, started back in 2011 with,
okay,
just three houses, and this year we have more than 40. So we've grown a lot in those 10 years to have what we do today, and it's really all to the homeowners and all the beautiful displays that they put together.
Well, I will tell you that on the day after Thanksgiving, we went and picked up my in-laws, mm-hmm, because I just didn't have enough time with them on Thanksgiving. So... Yeah, my tongue just went straight through my cheek. No, but we went and we picked them up, and we started just by going downtown and seeing all the great lights and the Santa, mm-hmm, Claus and all that. My mother-in-law, I will tell you, has problems with the Santa Claus sign on the side of the bank building.
Oh, she does.
Because he has that whip, mm-hmm, and she doesn't think that you should whip reindeer.
Okay.
I said, he's cracking the whip. You don't see him hit it. No, but he could if he wanted to.
Oh, the potential's there, she thinks.
See, that's, yeah. And I've learned a long time ago not to argue with my mother-in-law. First of all, I stand a great chance of not winning the fight. And secondly, the fights are usually so obscure and or dumb, it doesn't matter. But well, we went from there and we went through downtown and, mm-hmm, saw the tree that's up over the walkway,
yes,
and the big wreath on the side of the what used to be called the Summit Building. And then we went down Broadway. We were there for the lighting of Steve Shine's tree. Mm-hmm. Whoa was there live, but they weren't with us, so we drove down and saw that. 40,000 lights on a 40-foot tree is a lot of lights per tree.
It's a lot.
It's a ton.
Beautiful, I'm sure.
And then, because I had heard about it from somewhere, and this is not the winter house on your list, but the house over on Pelham.
Yes.
Which for us is the street right behind Texas Roadhouse. Mm-hmm. And so we went there and saw that. That's an awful lot of stuff crammed into a not overly large yard.
They try to fit as much as they can in there with all their beautiful displays.
Yeah.
They really go large there.
Well, and their displays are cool. I mean,
they're
very, very cool. But I almost couldn't see the forest for the trees. I mean, there's just a lot of stuff in there. So, so how is it that people each year, because this year's kind of done,
mm-hmm,
but how is it that they appeal, they go in and they try to enter their house? How do they do the entry process?
Sure. You can actually do so still this year. You mean you still have time to enter. You,
okay,
can go to visitfortwayne.com/thelights or /lights to get that information. It's at the very bottom. You can go to a link there and enter your house, or maybe it's a friend of yours that you're recommending. You still can get on the list, but you may not get as many votes to be considered the winner of our contest.
The biggie.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, see, what I want to do is I've got a few friends that I want to nominate them. Their houses aren't that cool. They don't have a lot of lights. I just want to put them in there so they can get about 4,500 people come by their house to say, so what was the deal with this house? I find things like this intriguing. My wife and I love to watch the Great Light Fight.
Yes.
That's on, I think it's ABC.
Mm-hmm.
And we watch that every year, and it's amazing how different things can be. You get some people that do their lights, and they've got it like, mm-hmm, over 9 acres, you,
right,
know. And then you've got other people; it's like they do it on a postage stamp. I still get how they do that. It's now. Are you an enormous decorator at your house?
I would love to, but maybe don't have the resources to do so.
Okay,
but going all out is the way to go, I think.
Yeah.
You got to celebrate big.
Yeah, we do a lot on the inside of our house, and then we do a bit on the outside. Mm-hmm. I like it to be tasteful.
Oh, you know? Yes.
For example, I can't stand. I'm just going to tell you right now, folks. Get ready to change channels. I'm going to offend some of you right here. I just don't like when you just throw lights up haphazardly just to say you have them. Mm. I like the white lights that if they're along the gutter line, they need to be straight.
Yes.
You know, I think that classic look is just really, really awesome.
Yeah, and there's a few of those out there this year. Yep. I love those. They kind of have their own little take on things. Yep. And then we, of course, do have those, throw at the lights at it and see what we can come up with situations. But a lot of them are so beautiful and amazing, some with more than 15,000 lights. I don't know how they do it.
Yeah, I just picture not being able to go to sleep at night because I can hear the whirring of my electric bill.
You know, yeah.
Honey, what's that? Honey, don't worry. It's just the meter.
Don't worry. You know?
But so how is it once you put somebody on the list, mm-hmm. and you've got like over 40?
Yes, over 40 houses are listed.
Which is very cool. And don't worry. You're not going to see them all in one night. In fact, if you go to Fort Wayne, visit Fort Wayne, crazy Christmas house list, if you go there and you find it at visitfortwayne.com/lights, when you see the list, you kind of have three different clusters, mm-hmm. and you've clustered them by color on the map. So if you want to, if you've got an hour and a half or an hour and 45, mm-hmm. you can go and visit like maybe one cluster.
Exactly.
Then the next night go out, then say, well, we can't do it again. Let's wait until Saturday to go see the last cluster. Mm-hmm. And then you get to vote and say, well, you guys are really stupid when you pick the winner because so that's how that works. But it is fun. And I think it's fun to see places and become aware of places and beautiful homes and beautiful decorations in your own city that you were never aware of before.
Exactly. You can kind of pick maybe one of those areas you've not been to before.
Yeah.
We kind of line them into a little trail so they're nearby other houses that have beautiful displays and kind of make it a family tradition going out and see new areas and beautiful displays.
And these are not all brand new homes just mm-hmm. built. Some of these are quite old.
Right.
Some of them are fairly new. Mm-hmm. So, but it's each house has its own design and its own reason, just so that they want to be considered. So you've got over 40 houses. They're decked out. Unlike the ABC show, when they award the winner, you're not going to show up in the back seat of a limousine and
probably
get out
not.
With a giant trophy. And all
no,
that.
No. Ah. It's more of bragging rights. They get kind of recognition the next year. We'll highlight them in the press and everything, but more to tell your friends and family that you won.
Yeah. Now be careful, because if you win 3 years in a row, then you go on a list, and we actually do just like the NBA. We're going to trade you to another city. Okay. So you want to be. Hey, this is our trade year. We need to back off a little bit. I do think it's very, very cool, though, for people to do this. And maybe for me, what I really get out of this, and I want to go see all of them here before the season's done, but what I got, the fun I got out of being with my in-laws on Friday mm-hmm. night and seeing some of the homes and then going to the zoo and seeing that incredible display there is, you know what, after 2 years of COVID, mm-hmm. I needed this.
Yes.
And you don't have to get out of your car.
Nope.
You know,
maybe wear your PJs. I mean, there you go.
Thank you. See, honey, you can't wear your PJs and your slippers. Why not? Mom and Dad are going to be in the car. Okay, put them in the trunk. They'd still technically be with us.
They can wear their PJs too.
See?
There we go.
I love how you think. But this is going on right now. And Visit Fort Wayne, crazy Christmas house list. And again, if you go there to their site, visitfortwayne.com/lights, you can see it all. It comes up and it shows you the whole thing. The house that currently I think is in first place pops up on the main stage, and you can look at that and go, okay, that's. And what happens to me is I go, see, honey, see this house right here? This is amazing. There's no way I can do this. So I promise you this, I'll put you in the car and I'll take you to see all of them.
There we go.
But we're not doing it. No. So, yeah, because I've got other things I like to do, like eat.
Right.
You know, little things like that.
Right. Some priorities.
Just some priorities. I like to have Jessie here. She's working with me here. When people started sending in their houses to be nominated, when did the list start coming in?
Well, we started in October of this year of kind of reaching out to people who had displays last year to see if they were putting up displays again this year.
Okay.
And then kind of just working from there early October till now on kind of getting the information up, getting correct photos and listing info and on the map, of course, and then sending it out to everybody.
Okay, I'm not going to give the exact address because I don't want to be guilty of anything, but the one that's on West County Line Road.
Yes.
Now, were they a previous entry?
Yes, they were a previous entry, and they were our winner last year. They were voted as one of the best displays, many votes they were the winners by far. And so they had a great display featured as our now winner from last year.
So they won last year?
Yes, they won last year.
Looks like they might win this year.
They could.
So if that happens, folks, you know, you don't want to win next year. That's three in a row. You have to move. So that's just a huge price to pay. Heavy is the crown.
Right. Maybe that's the Pat Miller rule.
I think it should be. I don't know. Listen, you think that would scare me off. I don't have a problem with that. I think we need to do that. Well, listen, thank you very much for coming in. If people want to find out more, they can find out almost everything that you guys are doing, whether it's Christmas or anything else, exactly. Just going to visitfortwayne.com, right?
Right, exactly. We've got a great calendar of events there. You can find a lot of holiday festivities going on, but also just run-of-the-mill events happening at Sweetwater, at the embassy, kind of a lot of different things happening around the city. You can find that out at visitfortwayne.com.
One thing I found out about this that's helpful, and I haven't done it for about a year, but if you've got friends coming from out of town, send them the website. Because if they go to, like, things to do, and they'll see the attractions and everything, even, like, shopping and stuff like that. That way, they're not wasting time, and you can kind of plot out, okay, Monday, let's do this, and then Tuesday, we'll do that.
Exactly.
And then you can get it all laid out.
Yeah, kind of plan your trip there, find some fun things to do, maybe some places to eat that you haven't been to before.
Yeah, well, I don't need this for places to eat. I'm a frequent flyer.
So, you've got a regular.
Yeah.
Spot.
I hit the front door of some of the finer restaurants in town, and you can hear them yell back to the kitchen, "Put another slab on." So, they know I'm coming. Well, listen, thank you very, very much for coming in today.
Thank you.
And the next time something really big is going on with Visit Fort Wayne, make sure you guys give us a holler. We'll make sure we get you in here.
We'll do that.
Podcasts by Federated Media.